by far the most exciting week of the entire season at Borussia Dortmund. Because, as you all know, the Champions League final is coming up. However, BVB's new sponsor, Rheinmetall, is not just making positive headlines. We take a closer look at the new sponsor today, and of course also look at the sports-related topics Borussia Dortmund Daily. I am your AI-generated host, Luke. Good morning. This is probably the biggest news so far this week. BVB is teaming up with Rheinmetall for a sponsorship deal. We already reported on this yesterday. Yesterday morning, at 10 a.m., it was officially confirmed by Borussia Dortmund. Rheinmetall will be Borussia Dortmund's champion partner. Given various contracts worth 40 billion euros, BVB can expect many millions. In this case, the Handelsblatt reports 20 million euros. In return, Rheinmetall receives advertising space, for example in the Signal Iduna Park. However, the jerseys will probably be spared. The Bundesliga is new territory for the arms manufacturer. The cooperation with the producer is expected to last 3 years for the time being. What few people know is that the weapons and ammunition company has its origins in Dortmund Horde. How this can be reconciled with Borussia Dortmund's code of values, however, remains questionable. BVB and, above all, Hans-Joachim Watzke, who ultimately gave his approval, are breaking a previous taboo. One day has passed since the official announcement of the sponsorship with Rheinmetall. Hans-Joachim Watzke defended the decision against the background of security and defense in Europe. However, BVB is deliberately open to a discussion. In the meantime, the first reactions to the controversial deal have already emerged. Vice Chancellor Robert Habeck describes the sponsorship as a reflection of the changing times. Mona Neubauer, NRW Minister of Economic Affairs for the Green Party, insists on an organized dialogue between the club and fans. Michael Schulze von Glasser, on the other hand, takes a completely different view. He is the political director of the German Peace Society and a BVB fan himself. He calls on Borussia Dortmund to terminate its partnership with the Rheinmetall AG immediately. A weapons manufacturer as a sponsor does not fit in with the values that BVB and soccer as a whole represents, says Glaser. Many other fans agree. Yesterday, the first protests took place in front of Borussia Dortmund's business offices. But now, as promised, let's take another look at the athletic side of things. Before the big Champions League clash, Borussia Dortmund's money printing machine comes to talk about BVB again. Even one season later, Jude Bellingham is still making bonus payments to the BVB account, up to 135 million euros for Bellingham. The market value, long since increased by 50 million euros. Speaking at Media Day, he said about Sunday's clash that it is a special game for him. This is what he dreamed of as a child. The Dortmund fans are said to have perceived Bellingham as ungrateful at times. Yet he remembers the core of the fans very well. He looks forward to the yellow wall and to the atmosphere at Wembley, with black and yellow fans on one side and white on the other. Mats Hummels is known to be a real force at BVB. After the last home game, many expect him to part ways with Dortmund at the start of the new season. However, that remains to be seen. One door has now closed, in any case, the national team. On Tuesday, Mats Hummels commented for the first time on his failure to take part in the European Championship in his own country. Short and disappointing was the conversation with Julian Nagelsmann on the phone. Not even 2 minutes long, Hummels found out on the way to training ground. The conversation is said to have been less about the much-mentioned Joker role and more about physical fitness and his body. And that's it for today's Borussia Dortmund Daily. As always, you can find all the important information about Borussia Dortmund here in our podcast. I wish you a pleasant day. See you tomorrow morning.